Three, hello! Two, one, hello! And welcome
to the center of Death Valley.
This is John.
And I'm Dave.
And that was...
an intro.
An intro. Much like our other intros, it too was an intro.
Maybe the best one we've ever done.
Yeah, you think?
Yes. Better than those 5-minute intros we were doing last season.
That's true, with all the cough core bullshit.
I was actually telling somebody about the Cicada Core song.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was like, we need more people to drop tracks. Actually, if you and the fan base could do a minute of ease for us and send it to us.
You can totally do that for us. Anyone that wants to add their voice to the Cicada Core song can do so. By the way, this is Devil's Advocate's Legally Distinct Podcast and Variety Show. I'm pretty sure we didn't mention that
yet. No.
But anyway.
Yeah, this is one of those long one-minute openings.
But if you actually wanted to do that, if you wanted to add to our Cicada Core, the lyrics are very easy. I almost said the lyric.
But
the lyrics are as many verses as you want.
Well, no, it's like one lyric. It's just one.
Well, but you can do it like you can.
We actually laid down 3 tracks ourselves that have enough E.
But if you want to add in on that, you can. You can actually send us a voice message. You can send us voice messages anyway. We totally recommend doing that.
Do we have a
But if you
Gmail?
Could send us some E's. No, we haven't gotten anything like that in a long time.
We should make a Gmail.
Do we have a Gmail? No, I don't think that there is a specific... I mean, they can get in touch with us, though.
Yeah.
Do you think we need to open something like that up? Do you think that's wise?
Maybe. We could get some fun viewer...
I don't know, man.
I like opening a Pandora's box and seeing what's inside.
Oh, you know, this might be something... This might be something. Maybe we could. Maybe I'll...
Because they can already leave comments on our videos. Why not send us disgusting emails telling us that we're horrible? And that we shouldn't talk badly about Joe Rogan and Alex Jones.
Do you think that's what people would be mad about?
Yes.
Really?
I really think so. I think they would be very angry about that episode.
Of all the things that we've done, that... Oh, you're probably right, though. Like, the Philippines, they would have heard, like, the whole... My whole fucking stupid Filipino character. Like, oh, that's hilarious. That's stupid, you know.
Maybe the, some New the Zealand... Irish,
I feel like most of the Irish probably have taken what, like, a lot of what I've said in good humor. But the Joe Rogan...
Alex Jones fan base,
I have a feeling they have not taken what I've said in good stride.
They probably have words for you. That is empty. There's no coyote weed.
I can make it have coyote weed.
Make it have coyote weed, please.
Actually, that would be... You know what? Why don't we do that? We'll set something up specifically for the Alex Jones fucking fanboy. All those guys.
And we'll read the emails off.
Here's what we'll do. We'll put a question in this episode, right? Because you can do Q&A. And the question... We need something open-ended to where... the question would just be, leave your comment here or something like that. And this is what we're talking about, audience. We want you to leave your comment. Like, if we had an email, which we'll set one up maybe.
Maybe. Probably.
If I get enough time outside of the void box, I'll get it done.
You're gonna get more time outside the void box just for this project. And maybe a Twitter? I think Twitter would be fun.
Man, I don't want to do that. An email maybe.
You don't want to have a Twitter with all the angry Twitter messages?
I don't want to have a Twitter.
Fair enough. I don't personally have a Twitter.
Yeah, I just don't want to have a Twitter in a general sense. Like, even for this. But
that is the way to get people in.
When we get an email set up, we'll let you know, guys. You can just send us anything. Send us anything you want.
Porn. Send us your weird hentai.
Weird legal hentai. I feel like we should make a clarification.
Yeah.
Send us your worst legal, whatever you want to do.
Legally. We will report you otherwise.
Absolutely. 100%. This is, after all, the Devil's Advocate's legally distinct podcast.
Because we're always within the laws and guidelines of whatever site we're on.
Following the law is our favorite thing to do. But anyway, I would love more fan input. We have a lot of people that listen to us now, so you might as well weigh in. We're big boys. We can handle it.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, we've already gotten some, hate mail.
Yeah.
One guy slurred us.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time.
No, it wouldn't.
Especially you.
Yeah, exactly. Being slurred on the internet is like... I have that for breakfast.
It's like a bad
without any milk.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's gross. So, those whale's tales... I finished the book of Whale's Tales.
Okay, I'd love to hear more.
More Whale's Tales?
Yes, please, more Whale's Tales. Those Whale's Tales are great. I wish I had taken you seriously on that in the first place, because that was some good content. I'd love to know more about the... how many more Irish die?
Oh, a lot more Irish die going forward.
Buckle the fuck up.
Actually, no Irish die, but a lot of black people die going forward. Oof.
Buckle the fuck up.
So there's only two more stories in the Whale's Tales, and they're both Arthurian myths about Welsh knights.
Why?
I don't know why it suddenly became Arthurian stories. I have no idea, but King Arthur's in all the last three stories.
There must be some connection I've missed here.
Yeah, I don't get it. They still have all the Welsh names for things. So in the first story, it's about this pond, and if you pour water on this rock by this pond, it hails.
Okay.
Violently.
And the
earth shakes violently.
As it can.
And then this knight shows up and kicks your ass.
All right. Yeah.
And then protagonist of this story, he goes and he pours water on it, and he kicks that knight's ass.
Oh, shit, he turns it around.
Yeah. And then the knight takes him to his fortress, and they chill out there for a little bit, and then the guy starts traveling and shit, gets a wife, fights the Spanish king, the king of Spain, I guess, I don't know. He's a little guy who rides a donkey around.
So now the Welsh have beef with the Spanish, mm-hmm. apparently.
And then he starts murdering all these black men.
The king of Spain?
Does? No, the Welsh knight.
God damn it. So that means that's what they're condoning. I was hoping in my heart of hearts that their antagonist in this story and would be the one doing the horrible thing.
And this guy makes it all the way to India.
Okay.
And he starts killing brown people in India.
Yeah, of course. Clearly, but that is the precedent that has been set here in these tales from Wales.
Hold on. So he shows up in places, and they're just like, you want to fucking throw down? And he's like, I'll throw down with anybody.
Okay, so it's at least this mutual?
Yeah, it's mutual hatred.
It's mutual combat. It's not like he's just showing up and just murdering slaughtering people for fun. No. He's going to places, and they're like, hey, let's go. And he's like, all right.
A lot of the time he has to be talked into it.
Okay, that does change the story a bit. I was imagining something wildly different.
And then Emperor Arthur.
Right, because of course.
That's he's not King Arthur. He's Emperor of Greece, and
he has an empire now. Of course. Yeah.
What used to be Rome is now Arthur's.
That was so obvious in the Arthurian legends that's what was going on.
Give later.
I remember Arthur being all about, imperialism. Once we're done unifying the five kingdoms, then we take over the world, Pinky.
Well, he doesn't, but one of his knights goes and becomes a duke of a bunch of places, this guy, and then Arthur comes and sees him, and he's like, I missed you so much, and he's like, what have you been doing? And he's like, I've been killing people. And they live happily ever after.
As you do.
Yeah, with an extended empire, he pledges his fealty to Arthur, as you do.
I mean, under normal circumstances, I could see why one would do that. I guess under these circumstances, I can see why, too. It's like...
Yeah. And then we have the story of... Where's the ashtray?
I don't think I brought it out.
Oh my god. I thought you had it. You were, like, looking for it.
Yeah, I know. And then I didn't bring it into the studio.
You're an idiot.
I know. I know.
You're the stupidest Muppet I've ever met.
This is why our manager refuses to actually work in the studio.
Yeah, especially
when we had to outsource our manager. Our manager lives in Pyongyang.
He works for pennies on the dollar. Yes.
And he's happy to do so.
He's actually 12.
Yep.
Child labor.
Yep. Let's get it all. Let's cross all the lines.
I mean, you already started with this North Korean manager. Why can't he be 12?
He would have to be 12.
Honestly.
It's the only sensible thing. Otherwise, the chances of him still being alive in Pyongyang are very low. Now we're going to offend our entire North Korean fan base.
Oh, the 1% of our listeners from North Korea.
Our 0.00. Like, one person in the high command that's allowed to have internet access.
And he listens to us.
He's definitely a heretic. He's not going to last very long. Shout out to the one person.
Oh, no, it's an intelligence officer in North Korea.
He's monitoring.
Yes. He's making required. Sure we're talking positively about North Korea. We love North Korea here. Oh, yeah. They're the best. All hail Kim
Jong-un?
No, is it Kim Jong-un?
Or Kim Jong-un, yeah. Kim Jong-il is dead. Or am I to have it wrong? Am I wrong? Because I'm a little Muppet with a tiny little
Muppet
brain.
I don't remember which one is their supreme leader.
But all hail that one.
Yeah, all hail the supreme leader.
Of North Korea. Oh.
We are communists on this podcast. We have to support communists.
See, this is what I've been saying the whole time.
I'm on board. I don't disagree with you. I think that needs more coyote weed.
Oh yeah, we clearly need more coyote weed. Hey, I got a joke for you though. So did you know that speaking of really good, people to look up to in this world.
Yeah.
Did you know that Stalin
Yeah, communist king Stalin.
He discovered a way, his regime anyway, discovered a way...
to effectively kill native people?
Well, yeah, but aside from that, in the sidelines, he had this other project going on. So did you know that his regime was able to figure out how to get locomotives to run on dried herbs?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this.
And that's why his trains always ran on time.
Because they weren't running on coal, they were running on dried herbs.
They were running on time. Little communist humor for you there.
I love it. I love it.
You know, for the comrades. That one's just for the comrades.
I don't know why. But that shifted my brain to another book I've been reading.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, called, Tale of a Raven or something like that. And it's about this guy who wrote the first environmental science books in the country, he and his family.
In USA?
Yeah, in the USA. John Turk.
Okay.
He was an adventurer and he was a doctoral chemist.
I feel like I've maybe heard of this guy, like vaguely. I don't know anything, but so, it's kind of familiar.
So our story starts with him kayaking along the Arctic in Russia, as one does for fun.
This guy must have been related to Kovlov.
I don't know. He might have known a Kovlov.
Probably.
But he and his buddy are kayaking in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
You know, in the smallest ship possible. And it shifts to the past. And, like, well, first they land in this little Arctic town with native people, the Koryak people. They've lived there for thousands and ten thousands of years.
Okay, yeah.
Something like 48,000 years.
Yeah, they are definitely native to the region then. So you got some aboriginals.
Mm-hmm, and they take them in and they give them some food, some salmon and some caviar.
Sounds nice.
And he meets this shaman. And she's like, come back. And then it goes, then it takes this little flashback to the past where he gets caught in an avalanche and his hip gets broken.
Oof.
And his inductor muscle gets ripped from his hip.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, yeah, he's in like a wheelchair for 3 months.
Just 3 months?
Yeah, he recovers pretty quickly.
Yeah, clearly. He's a tough bastard.
6 weeks in the hospital, 6 weeks in the wheelchair, and then after that, he goes and gets on the bunny slope.
If I ever got an injury like that, I'd never do anything again.
No, he continues his active lifestyle with the busted hip. Wow. Yeah, he's a tough dude.
He is clearly a man cut from a different cloth than me.
Yeah, no, you're cut from a fiberglass and sandpaper. He's tougher than you.
This man was chiseled from granite.
And so he and his wife and his Russian friend decided to take a trip back there. And on the trip, before the trip, his hip starts hurting again, and he goes to see a bunch of doctors, and they can't figure out what's wrong. And the last doctor, he tells him he's going to Siberia, and he's gonna go on a little adventure trying to find reindeer people. And the doctor's like, okay, that's cool, but you shouldn't run or anything. So he and his wife and their Russian friend return to this little tribal coastal town with this little shaman lady, and they and some local and two local guys two fishermen go on this adventure on snowmobiles. They buy the gasoline for it. It's like 110 gallons of oil.
Yeah,
255 drums.
Okay.
And they go out on this adventure, and they stay in these little houses that the Soviets built. The Soviets! We're back to the Soviets!
Yeah.
After they subjugated the locals and made them work in brigades and...
Yeah.
You know, all for the Soviet state. Started giving them vodka, you know, as everybody loves.
Everyone widely regarded that as a very solid idea.
Except for the herders who started losing their reindeer because of it.
If you are going to work us to death, give us potato wine.
Yeah, potato wine. And about 7 days into the journey, he does not heed his doctor's warning and starts running, and the snow gives out under him, and he tumbles, and his hip and inductor muscles start hurting.
Yeah, he probably fucking tore it again.
Yeah, he has a metal plate holding his hip together. The bone has grown into the plate. So he does what any sensible person would do in this situation. He continues the journey for another several days with the busted hip.
I mean, he might have had to.
Yeah, well, no, like, they could have turned back. If he would have been like, my hip's busted.
Oh, he just, okay.
Yeah, he just toughed it up. And, obstinate. Yeah. He's just gonna be a tough old motherfucker.
Alright.
He's like 53.
Alright, yeah, that's fucking impressive. I can do this at my current age.
Yeah, with my current body status, which isn't broken.
Yeah, no way.
So, they find the reindeer people, get some reindeer meat. And then they go back, and he does the only sensible thing that you would do in this situation. He goes and sees the shaman.
The reindeer people. I wonder if it was the Sami.
No, it's like the Sami. Yeah, but they do the same thing.
Yeah. There's definitely... well, I guess the Sami were more in the Nordic areas.
So. Yeah. They even talk about the Sami in the book, and how the king of Iceland recorded 6,000 herded reindeer for his tax purposes. But no, these are the Koryak people who did the same thing. Everybody over on that side of the world tamed reindeer. On this side, we hunted them.
That's right.
And they're elk on this side, not reindeer.
Yeah.
But they're the same. They're basically the same species. Anyway.
Yeah.
They even get to ride on a reindeer sled. I want to do that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, that would be chill as hell. Be so fucking dope. Could you imagine?
Mm-hmm. Can I have some water? So he goes to the shaman, so she can heal his hip, and she gives him psychotropic mushrooms. Yep. Flying out of Amanita, as you will. And they go to the spirit world and contact the god, the raven god, Kolchak.
Holy fuck.
Who is also, funny enough, their main deity. Kind of like Raven's the main deity over, for the Inuit people up in Alaska and Canada.
Okay, wild.
Yeah. And through that, they're able to heal his hip, and she gives one condition to the healing. You can't get an x-ray. But he feels fine. He's able to function perfectly afterwards. Take falls and get up from them with no problem.
Wow.
Right?
Well, I think on this note, that was a fucking amazing whale tale. What do we call this one?
We call it North Korean sponsored state propaganda.
Oh, God. Okay.
And we're sponsored by North Korea.
This time we're definitely sponsored by North Korea.
Long live the Supreme Leader.
Yeah.
For his wisdom and power protect us all.
May he live forever.
For 10,000 psychos. and then return as the Supreme Deity Kim Jong God.
Yep.
For the red,
I see nothing wrong with this at all.
For the red agenda, from the red agenda, we've been John and Dave. Thank you for listening.